Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory, 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 Lord. Conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. The other translation that we looked into, he that offers sacrifices of thanksgiving glorifies me. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. You know, it's not right to go on reaching out for more until we're sure that we're thankful for all that he's done already. And that's why we love to begin our services by praising him and thanking him for all that he has done. And then we thank him for what he is doing and what he will do. Praise God. Let's sing that chorus again. I'm sorry we don't have it in the book, but there are enough here that know it. Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for all you've done.
Thank you.
For all that he's been doing. We don't perhaps fully understand all that's been accomplished in these days, but I know my Jesus, and you do too. And it's just like him to be doing wonderful things in the hearts of those that are reaching out to him. And that wouldn't surprise us at all. And so let's thank him for it. There's Sister Mary says that God's been blessing down in the village, and I'm sure that's the case in the cottage as well. And so we want to be sure to thank God for that. And he's been blessing here in Watch Rock all along since camp has opened. And we know that he has more for us tonight. Praise God. And so, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for all that you've been doing, Jesus. We want to thank you for the way in which you have been manifesting yourself to us in these days. Thank you for your presence upon these grounds, Lord. Lord, it's so precious to sense your nearness as we walk these grounds and fellowship one with another and seek you, Lord, in these gatherings. And Lord, we pray that that we shall be brought more fully into your presence as we continue on seeking you in these days. We pray, Lord, that you'll manifest yourself down in the village tonight and also in the cottage. We pray that you'll minister to every need. Come to these young ladies and the little boys. We pray, Jesus, that you will just touch their hearts. We pray that you will reveal yourself to them. Give them light in their souls, Jesus, and desire for you. And give them grace, Lord, to reach out to you, Jesus. And we believe that you will meet them in a very wonderful and satisfying way. We pray that you'll bless our brother John Andriok, this young man who's looking to you for your touch. Thank you for all that you've done for him. And we're continuing to believe you, Lord, that you're going to make him perfectly well. Raise him up, Lord. And Jesus, make him to know that God has touched him, not just in his body, but let it go right down into his soul, Lord. Jesus, we know these touches are not just blessings that you impart, but it's your coming to us. And Lord, we pray you'll come to John tonight in just the way that he has need of, and even more than that, just the way that you desire to. We pray this in your precious name, and we thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. One of my favorite songs is in our hard-covered book here, Jesus is All the World to Me, number 477. 477. Pass the word. Jesus is all the world to me. Praise God. Verse. He sends it.
Jesus is all the world to me.
No end. There's no one in the world can say that about their life, that it becomes more wonderful all the time. But we have that guarantee because Jesus is our life, and the Holy Spirit makes him more precious to us all the time. And it seems like our time here on earth is not enough to reveal to us how wonderful Jesus is, and so he'll be doing that throughout all the ages of eternity, just revealing Christ to us. And what a wonderful thing to look forward to. The path of the just is as the shining light, the Bible tells us. And it shines more and more brightly onto that perfect day. Praise God.